was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly...
Just a meeting probably with the Lorain County Metro Parks at Carlisle Reservation for their Halloween fair. Is this weekend already? Next weekend. No, a week from this weekend. What is it? 14, 15?
That's this weekend.
All right. Oh, that's right. Coming up here. Yes, I do. Yeah, I realize that too.
Why are you asking me?
Why? What do you mean, why am I asking you? What?
Ask the expert.
Okay. We have with us...
Can you see him over there? You can't see him. I can't see him either.
I'm like...
This is like a mystery.
I'm like a headless
horseman. The headless horseman, exactly.
Headless horseman, exactly, right there. We have with us Vanessa Cuesta from the Lorain County Metro Parks joining us. Good morning.
Good morning. I like the intro music.
Yes. Things are getting creepy and scary.
We're having some ghoulish fun at the Lorain County Metro Parks starting on Friday. This Friday.
Are things pretty much in place?
Yes, the trail is it's decorated, and this is a busy week. We got just, you know, those little details to fill in now, and it's the details that make it fun.
If everything was in place, Craig, they would open it tomorrow. You understand that? Okay,
that's no, they wouldn't. You know why?
Because it doesn't start till Friday.
That's right.
Well, right. Come on. You have to tell me there are family people. Don't you test it out with like kids and your relatives and bring them through? There must be some sort of testing to make it work, or you get one unsuspecting park ranger to go through there. You must have some sort of test for it.
We have this down to a science.
Oh, okay. All right. And what some of the things that'll be happening on this haunted trail?
Well, it starts at 5. From 5 to 7 is family friendly. And the kids and the parents can walk down the trail, and the trail's all decorated. None of the houses are open at that time. But then there's fairway games that the kids can play. There's food vendors. There's all kinds of fun things to do. And then from 7 to 10, the trail turns spooky. And then you can go in the houses, and you can get startled.
Years past, you had some high schoolers helping out.
Oh, we still have.
You do?
Yes, we do. Really, it's an all hands on for this to be successful. You know, every park, every station is a park. They have their own station. The crypt is Sandy Ridge, and the corn maze is, you know, other things. And it's just everybody has to be on board. And Friends has 450 members. And they pretty much all participate. And then we have a teen corps that participates. And then we also have Girl Scouts, Cub Scouts, drama groups that come out and help participate also.
That's why there's no parking. Got all those people working on it. There's nowhere for me to park.
Well, speaking of parking, we have the overflow parking at the Duck Pond, and we have two buses this year. So we have our park bus, and we did rent another bus to transport people back and forth.
At the Lorain County Fair, there was a preview of this. Tim Fairweather from Sandy Ridge was out there, and
yes. He
sort of set it up. So there is a little bit of friendly competition amongst the different parks to
there
see
is.
Who can outdo each other there as well.
There is, yes.
Yeah.
Well, we make it fun. You know, that's why it's successful, because we have so much fun doing it.
And Bruce, I don't know if you noticed or not, but on, I think it's Saturday night, music by Crash Coffin. I played his music on my college radio station back in the day.
I'm just looking at the list there. I don't see that on here as well. I trust you.
Because you do have a separate stage.
We do have a separate stage, yes. And then we also decorate the Children's Discovery Trail, and that's where the Little Green Chew runs. So, you know, the kids have two options. They can walk the trail, or they can ride the chew on the Children's Discovery Trail. And all that for $2.
Is there any candy involved in this? I'm just wondered if there was anything
like,
to eat.
Like as in trick or treat candy?
Or something, or anything to eat along the
way? Well, we have, not along the way, but we do have food vendors there, and there's hamburgers, hot dogs, gyros, ice cream, smoothies, mac and cheese.
Okay, now you're talking.
I know. Fries, chili fries, tater tots, deep fried Snickers.
Warm comfort food for a fall evening.
I can go on and on.
So you have that. You have the music. It's totally family friendly and low cost.
Low cost.
Plenty of parking available. Shuttle buses. What a deal!
What a deal. So it runs this weekend, Friday, Saturday, the 21st and 22nd, the 28th and 29th. During the day on Saturday and Sunday at the Equestrian Center, we have our hay wagon rides and corn maze going on too. And that's $1 for each event, and that runs noon to 3. And I would like to extend an invitation for everybody to come out on Tuesday, October 18th, and try the night corn maze. So you bring your flashlight and you walk through the corn maze at night. Puts a different spin on
it. Is there a candy corn maze? Anyway, so this is a 6-acre, it says 6-acre corn maze.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
That's correct.
All right.
That's correct.
Beyond what you have here at Carlisle, I imagine you have events at other parks too?
For Halloween?
Right.
Not too much. The Splash Zone, they have something, and the Rec Center, Mercy, has something. But other than that, we don't do a lot just because everybody has
There's
to be
There's nobody there. The sign
exactly.
is gone Halloween haunting at the Carlisle. What are you doing here?
Now, may people, for your Halloween fair, may people get in the spirit, dress up, costumes,
yes.
things like that?
Yes, absolutely. You can come in costume. We just ask if you have a mask, maybe you not wear your mask on the trail just because we don't want you to fall. But absolutely, yes, you can come in costume.
On a more serious note, some school systems have asked, kids not to dress up as clowns because clowns are, we've heard about
They're
clowning.
Bad this year,
yeah.
Yes.
Do you have any...
We did not put the clowns up this year.
No clowns. What about people who show up dressed as clowns?
What are you going to...
Oh, I don't know.
No one spoke up when they banned the witches. Now we're on the clowns as well. See what happens to this thing? We're taking all the spirit out of Halloween. What if you dress up like a pumpkin, by the way? Is that pumpkin thing still there?
Lagoon, yes. Okay. We actually have... Wednesday, tomorrow, is our first carving, yes.
Carving.
We have 100 people coming to carve literally hundreds of pumpkins. And then, again, we have it on the following Wednesday, the 26th, and we have more pumpkins that will need to be carved. So, yes, lots of carving.
So they're out there, they last a week or two?
It's weather dependent.
Yeah.
If you get a lot of rain, they don't last as long.
No, but they look so much better then.
And when they all start to mold together and melt.
Well, yeah, turning brown and green and some other crazy science
experiment. The trick to that, I just found out, Matt told me, is you spray it with bleach, and that helps preserve them.
You spray the pumpkin with bleach?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Did you know that?
I don't know. No. Is that where the white pumpkins I see all the time come from? No, I guess not.
No.
So, all right. So.
He's all yours.
That's the problem. 5 days a week, 2 hours a day.
We're all good. I'm just upset that I got this. You gave me the arrowhead today, and I'm sorry that it's September, October, so I missed out on your big pancake breakfast that occurred at the end of September as well.
Maybe you need to visit our website more often.
That would be?
www.metroparks.cc, and that will keep you up to date on all the events that are going on in the parks. And the new arrowhead for November, December comes out October 21st. So I will make sure that you have a copy in your hand so you will not miss one event for the next 2 months.
I'll visit that, and I'll also like you on Facebook and follow you that way.
Okay.
To get all the things. Are people giving, do they always post pictures of the Metro Parks at this time, especially with the change in seasons? Get an idea of what it's like to be out there.
We do. And, we always list what's blooming at Sheffley Gardens and what's going on at Miller. Linda's really good about that. And I'm going to throw a little plug out for Miller's, too, because I was there the other day. And she has scarecrows all over the gardens, and it looks very festive.
Watch out, scarecrows. You're next. The clowns this year. Next year, there's going to be those people dressing like scarecrows. I know it's going to get to that. Halloween Fair, October 15th, 11th.
14th.
14th, 15th, 21, 22, 28, 29, 2016. There you go.
Come on out. See us. $2, 5 o'clock.
Lots of fun on the haunted trail. And the things get scarier when it gets darker, I guess.
7 o'clock turns scary, yes. Okay. Now, Bruce, have you been down our trail?
I have not. I was there for the Christmas one. I saw that one, which is kind of like the same trail except there's Santa Claus, right?
Correct.
Okay, I'm just kidding.
Not as scary either.
Well, I don't know. Santa, you're next. Don't worry. Don't dress up like Santa Claus. This is what's going to happen. You realize that. So, okay. Go ahead. You asked. I said I was there for the Christmas one. Then the follow-up would be come out to the Halloween one.
I was just waiting for you guys to finish. Well, come on out for the holiday
lights. That
doesn't
happen until 9 o'clock here as well.
That starts November 25th.
All right.
Wow.
We're moving ahead. I want to still stay in the Halloween spirit, okay, even though I can buy my Christmas lights and a bag of candy for Halloween
all at the same time.
At the same time as well. Valentine has not been posted quite yet. But Vanessa, thanks for coming in this morning.
Always a pleasure. Well, thank you.
She'll probably be on the phone the next time we ask her to be up here as well. Thanks, Vanessa. Vanessa Cuesta with the Lorain County Metro Parks.